Latavius had a solid year for us. You know, we went over 1,000 yards. Feel like there were some good moments and some things that we'll do better as we go forward. You know, he's an explosive young man. You know, he's got long speed, and he's still growing as a player, so he still has a chance to go back and work on some things this spring, come out and have a better year next year. Well, I think you start by wanting to have one, and you typically want to protect the blind side of your predominantly right-handed quarterbacks. So I think the left tackle always has a little more significance. But, you know, being strong across the front is important, so it's never about one guy. But I think clearly you saw the need for you know, being strong in the trenches with the way the front, you know, dominated that particular game. In terms of finding a quarterback, yeah, it's. I'm just glad we have one. You know, I feel like we have a really good young quarterback in Derek Carr. You know, he's coming off his second year now. You know, took a significant jump last year for us. We feel like there's a lot of room for growth there. And, you know, we're really looking forward to getting into this offseason and, you know, further developing him, further developing our football team. But, you know, yeah, it's imperative that you find a guy that you believe can lead your franchise. And we think we have one. Yeah, I think what you see is fewer and fewer college offensive linemen get in three-point stances and do some of the combination blocks that we do in the NFL. So, there are more and more of the you know, guys that are playing in a two-point the entire time and are not used to coming back to a huddle and, you know, different things like that. So there's a little bit of a little bit of development that's necessary, you know, once you get to the league. So I think that's the biggest part. You're still getting big, strong, talented young men that have the feet to move and the ability to play. Just maybe their development is not as far along as it was, you know, when colleges were more closely aligned to what we do in the NFL. Are we looking to contain rather than rush? No, I think we're looking to rush, looking to disrupt quarterbacks. Yeah, no, I think, you know, the idea is to make sure the quarterback is disrupted, not able to be comfortable back there, not able to sit back there, pat the ball and go to different reads. The more you can eliminate that time for him and make him uncomfortable, the better, the more effective and more efficient your defense will be. Yeah, not really going to get into a lot of specifics. You know, bottom line is that Derek's a good young player. He exhibits a lot of leadership. He's got tremendous arm talent. You know, he can make all the throws. I sat up here last year and said I believe he could throw the deep ball well. I think that's something we saw on tape. He just didn't have guys that could go get the deep balls, and we feel like we've collected a couple guys that can go get it. You know, like with Amari, and with that, you know, we saw him hit, you know, a higher percentage of deep balls and throw more of them, you know, last year. So that's something he has, his arm talent. We'll just continue to grow him as a young player. There's so much to learn at that position. you know, the command that you have to be comfortable to run the whole offense, to be able to get in and out of plays, to be able to direct traffic, to be able to, you know, some of the game management, some of the subtleties that that he can help us execute from that position. It's so imperative that quarterback really understand all those things, and he's hungry for it. So great thing about Derek is he's a real hard worker. He understands the importance of working hard and putting in the time and really understanding his craft. So there are just so many things. It's just a matter of time. It takes time, takes experience. And he's got 2 years under his belt, and we're looking forward to year three. I think everybody looks at it, you know, differently throughout the league. I think the one common denominator we all, you know, it's easier when, for all of us, when the talent is obvious, when the production is there, when all the character issues are answered, and that makes for a clean pick. That makes for, you know, more of a consensus selection. So, you know, if you don't have some of those things, then there are questions that have to be answered, and each team will go through and decide, you know, what's most important for them, and you know, find a spot for them on the board. So I'm sure this young man is referring to will be in that same situation. If there are questions, they'll need to be answered by people that are, you know, preparing to select him at some point. Well, Dirk's a bright coach, good man. You know, we had a couple of fine years in Jacksonville. I think. You know, he's real detailed, relates well with the players and coaches, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy he gets this opportunity, and I know that he got a couple guys that we had on staff down there with him that are good people and good coaches, you know, Mike Smith being one, former head coach himself, and then Todd Monken, you know, who's back with him as the OC, and Todd's an excellent ball coach and good person. So he's I'm happy for those guys. They're getting together down there, and you know, I know we get to play them this year, so we'll get a chance to compete against them. But looking forward to seeing what he gets done down there. Happy for his opportunity and hoping the best.
So you coach both Juan and
well, both different, I think, but both dynamic off the edge, I think. You know, Vaughn, everybody got to see Vaughn, you know, a few weeks ago when he dominated the Super Bowl and won MVP. He's a special talent. His ability to bend and his quickness off the edge is probably maybe only Derek Thomas had that kind of burst and bendability and a similar like that, special, and, you know, just great impact player. For us, Khalil, you know, we're really happy we have Khalil. It's a little different body type. You know, Khalil's, you know, closer to 270, you know, probably 20, 25 pounds more than Vaughn. So he's more of a power player. Also has the ability to bend and also has an ability to impact, get after quarterbacks and impact the game. So, you know, we're happy we have Khalil. I know Denver is happy they have Vaughn. Yeah, I don't have anything to add today to what's previously been reported. And, you know, at some point there'll be something to talk about, but at this point there's nothing to add. A lot of exposure, you know, going down to Mexico City. For me, it represents a challenge, you know, because we're going to play an additional game out on the road and in that altitude. So the good part about it is that I feel very good about our ability to travel. I feel very good about the strength staff, Joe Gomes, and the way we approach games before and after, how we recover, how we travel and go attack these games. So it'll give us an opportunity to rise up to that challenge. But it adds a challenge for us, no question about that. But I think in terms of exposure and going down there and representing, I think we'll do a good job of that.
Jack, what's the confidence losing a home game? Is it tough this year, not necessarily normal,
No, really, it's very, very similar to last year for me. I stood up here last year and said the same things. Now, obviously, some things transpired, but the reality is, you know, Mark would prefer to be in Oakland. He's maintained that. I know that there are other things that have to be looked at from a business standpoint, but you know, for me, I'm from that area. I'm excited to be coaching the team. Looking forward to this year, and you know, hopeful that the future you know, will be resolved shortly.
What's the next step in Khalil Mack's development?
I think just to continue. It's a little bit like Derek Carr. You know, two really talented guys, off to a great start in their careers. They're great kids. They're team first guys. They're hard workers. They're both very talented. But the key is, you know, to really apply yourself to continue to develop your skills, to learn the all the idiosyncrasies of pass rush and what it means, the different angles, the different techniques, to get yourself in great shape so you can sustain the demands of a season. And to continue doing that. So I think there's growth ahead of them. And, again, we look forward to, getting more out of year three than we got in year two.
Coach, your evaluation of the tight end position on your roster.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Your evaluation of the tight end position on your roster.
Well, you know, I don't really want to sit here and, go through each and every position on our football team. I just say that, offense, last year we attacked – the offense with some numbers at the wide receiver position with Coop and Crabtree, developed, a couple other guys that ended up playing, nice roles for us. On the tight end, at the tight end spot offensively, we ended up drafting Clive and we ended up signing Lee. And so we attacked that position as well, and brought in some talent. And I think that's the type of impact that we were able to have last year by combining our work that we put in here with the draft and the combine's a start on that for us, not the scouts, but and then the free agency that's coming up, so I think you go hand in hand to build your roster where you can. Certainly tight end, wide receiver, two positions that we attacked last year, and there'll be other positions that we attack this year. Well, Bill Belichick brought up a great point in our owners' meetings last year about allowing a coach to challenge any play if he decided it was worthy enough. And so I'm in favor of that. If we have an opportunity to get something right, let's use that opportunity and let's get it right. And that's what he was saying. It's like, it doesn't really matter. Let's just, if we can make it right, if it's wrong and we all know it's wrong and we have an opportunity to make it right under the same criteria, indisputable, then why not? So makes all the sense in the world to me. And, I'm supportive of something along those lines, and we'll see where it goes.
Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you.